You loved this, didn't you? Watching the guys try to avoid their eyes when I walked into the beachside bar. And whenever I shifted in my seat, they hoped to get a peek of my tits jiggling, or the slit of my pussy through my yoga pants. Yes, it was definitely the outfit we'd chosen together today that had their attention. Sheer bra, embarrassingly sheer blouse, and tight, thin, practically see-through yoga pants. It really left nothing to the imagination, and I liked it that way. I love enticing men, hoping their cocks are twitching in their pants just looking at me, imagining the dirty thoughts running through their perverted minds about bending me over the bar, tugging my yoga pants down and fucking me good, or having me deliver their drinks and lean over so they could grope my big tits. I desperately wanted to find a man to fuck today, babe. But he had to be the perfect man. I'd been on the hunt for him our entire vacation with no luck so far. But that was about to change, as an impossibly sexy man took the seat on the bar stool beside me. It was him. You knew the minute you saw how my eyes lit up that I'd be fucking him tonight. That I'd found another man I wanted to fuck as badly as you. He was everything I wanted. Tall, blonde, built, an amazing smile. And after a bit of shameless flirting, I learned he had good manners, was intelligent, and confident as fuck. Oh, it was so sexy. He knew we were together, too. Read the situation almost immediately. Saw your hand on my thigh, rubbing up and down as he flirted with me. He looked at my body openly, joked with you easily while blatantly rubbing his hand up and down my back. He wasn't shy about the fact that it was getting his cock hard, either. My hand was on his hairy, muscular thigh, just at the edge of his shorts. I looked down at the bulge behind his zipper with appreciation and hunger. I was on my third Myers rum. My body was tingling. My cheeks hurt from smiling so much, and my cunt. Oh, fuck, my cunt was aching. Wade, that's what we learned his name to be. Had been buying me drinks and flirting with me for almost an hour, babe. And you were enjoying every minute of our little seduction game. You saw me lean in so I could tease Wade with a glimpse of my tits under that loose, sheer summer blouse and bra I was wearing. The hand I had on his thigh had risen higher, every so often grazing his cock while laughing at something he said. Blushing when he called me the sexiest woman he'd seen in forever, and gasping when I felt his hand slip down and slide beneath my yoga pants to cup my bare ass. You saw him whisper something in my ear and watched as I shifted back on the bar stool a little more, seeing his hand dip down further. And you knew he was toying with one of my holes. Just not sure which. His lips drifted down to my neck, slowly kissing me there, and after a while he turned his head to look at you. You could tell he was getting off on this. The fact that we were a couple and that you were right there, visibly excited, knowing he was feeling your slut up right in front of you. He nibbled on my neck and I arched forward, my nipples pressing against the thin material. You toyed with one while he slipped his hand lower. Such a wet little cunt, he whispered, just loud enough for both of us to hear. And I moaned. sexy little moan that tells you just how fucking aroused I am. I couldn't help but slide a hand over each of your cocks, rubbing them over your zippers, aching for them. He bit my neck harder, licked it slowly as he looked at you, and you nodded at him while slipping the key card for our hotel room across the bar towards him. He nodded back, kissed my lips softly, slid off his bar stool, and left us to go deal with the tab. Back at our hotel room, you were fixing us drinks at the small bar area of our suite when Wade walked in. I'll admit I was a little nervous, but also trembling with excitement. No words were spoken between the two of you. They weren't needed. This was about me for now. He came up behind where I stood in the middle of the room, facing you, his chest pressed against my back, his hard cock nestled against my ass over my thin pants. His hands were at my waist, and he leaned in and whispered that I could stop him at any time if I needed to tonight. Just something about that made me want him even more. No fucking way would I stop anything tonight, babe. We'd wanted this for so long, and Wade was perfect in every way. I was gonna be his to use tonight. I wanted to be his fuck toy. And yours. He could do anything he wanted with me. I knew you'd love it. Encourage it. He began undressing me in front of you. My top slowly unbuttoned and tossed aside. My bra slipped off my shoulders. My yoga pants wriggled out of and left on the floor in a heap. Standing facing you, he cupped my tits from behind, squeezed them hard, and when I squealed, he chuckled. Sensitive little slut, aren't you? It was the first time he'd spoken to me that way, and it soaked my panties, babe. Yes, I whimpered as his hand snaked down my belly in between my legs. He watched him, saw his hand disappear between my thighs, saw me part my legs wider, saw my head tilt back to rest on his shoulders, heard my gasp as he slipped two fingers under the thin lace and inside my cunt. "Such a tight little fuckhole," he said, and I knew you were trying hard to keep your hands off your cock. You could have joined in, but for now you were happy to sip your drink and watch his hands roaming all over your slut's body. "Take them off," he said, and you both watched as I bent slowly, slipped my panties off, and added them to the pile. I stood there, exposed, just my heels. Oh, and you loved the view of one of his hands sliding up and cupping my bare tit, while the other was working my pussy. You saw him lean into me, grind my ass against his hard cock over his pants. Fuck, I was on the edge already. The slut in me wanted nothing more than his dick to replace his fingers. Oh, that is, until he slipped another one in. He used his palm to grind against my clit. Fuck, I came hard. I couldn't stop it. Just soaking his fingers in cum as you both chuckled at how fucking eager I was. He was nipping at my shoulder and twisting my nipple, making my orgasm that much more intense. When he finally slipped his fingers out of my cunt, you could see that they were soaked and glistening. "Clean them up, babe," you said, finally coming to join us, watching as he put his wet fingers to my mouth making me suck them clean. Then he took the drink you handed to him, and I took mine, while you led us towards the couch. He sat down in the middle, his arms stretched across the back, looking relaxed, but I could tell he was on the edge. His cock was practically bursting the seams of his shorts. "Suck my dick," he said. Oh, and it was the way he said it, with such confidence, almost arrogance, but still so fucking hot. I felt my pussy dripping again. "Fuck yeah, babe. Show him how my slut sucks cock," you said from behind me, rubbing your arms over my shoulders and down to my breasts. My hands trembled as I unzipped and tugged his shorts and boxers off, licked my lips at the sight of his big, thick, hard dick. Oh, yes, it was big, babe. Definitely bigger than you. Oh, so wide and veiny and tempting. Oh, if my pussy could moan, you would have heard it. I felt your hands pushing my shoulders down so that I was standing, but bent at the waist. My head just hovering above his dick. I was licking my lips. "You want to taste this dick bad, don't you, whore? You've been desperate to get your hands on it all night at the bar." "Groping it over my shorts," Wade said. "Well, time to show me you're not just a little cock tease, and prove what that slutty mouth is good for." Oh, my head dipped down in a flash, my tongue sliding out to trace the thick ridge of his cockhead. I felt your hands flex on my hips when you heard him hiss at the feel of my warm mouth on his dick. And my head was bobbing up and down in his lap, my greedy mouth sucking the life out of his massive dick. And he knew from my reaction that I adored how he'd spoken to me. The dirty words he'd used had my pussy dripping. Plus, fuck, babe, there was so much of his man meat filling my mouth. I was in heaven. I heard you shifting behind us and hoped like fuck that you were getting naked too. I needed another cock. The sounds of his soft grunts, my slurping wet mouth on his dick, filled the small room. Then I felt you move closer in behind me, so you could look over my shoulder, watch my pretty lips slide up and down on another man's pole, while pressing your dick up against my ass cheeks. Fuck yes. Hard, bitch. Suck hard. That's a good little fuckhole. Take it down. More. More. All of it. Oh, I tried, babe. But he was just so big. Eventually, he helped, putting both of his hands in my hair and bucking his hips up so his cock could breach my tight throat. I gagged on it. How could I not? It was so thick, especially the head. I felt your hand slip between my thighs and start fingering my pussy. "Oh, your cunt is so tight and wet," you growled, more for his benefit than mine. You wanted him wild, to fuck my face harder, babe. Oh, and it worked. He moaned, bucking up more into my throat. "Oh, don't tell me it's too much for you, sexy. We're just getting started. Stretch those lips wider and suck me down." Oh, fuck. It was a challenge if I'd ever heard one. And your hands and my cunt were distracting me. I moaned deep and relaxed my throat, finally taking the rest of him down until my nose was buried down to the base of his pubic hairs, tickling me. Oh, the smell of him was all I could breathe in. "That's it, whore. I knew you had it in you. Now swallow my dick." "Yeah, fuck, that's a tight throat. Stick your tongue out and lick my balls." "Oh, fuck yeah, just like that, whore. Just like that." Oh, he was gasping and bucking up into my mouth, fucking my face, spit running down my neck, onto my jiggling tits, my makeup smudging with the tears in my eyes from his cock buried deep, and my pussy dripping all over your fingers and down my thighs. Oh, I was all set to swallow his hot load. I wanted to learn the taste of his cum so bad. But after just a few minutes, he stopped bucking, pulled my hair so I had to slide my mouth off his cock and caught his breath. He relaxed and took a long drink. You let him take a pause, pulling me up to stand in front of you while sliding your cock between my thighs, just teasing me with the hard length of you, slipping and sliding so close to my cunt. Wade must have seen the disappointed look on my face at losing his cock in my mouth and at your teasing cock. He smiled. Such a greedy little cumhole, aren't you? Don't worry, slut. We'll feed you all the fucking jizz you can handle. Let's go, he ordered, standing up and leading us to the sliding door, then outside onto the balcony. Oh, it was a warm night, and I was feeling the effects of the alcohol on my bare skin, shivers running all over me. The balcony was surprisingly well lit and looked over the pool area below. Since it was an adult resort, even as late as it was, there were still a lot of people enjoying the night. And despite the fact that we were a few floors up, the wraparound glass railing meant anyone could look up and see everything from every angle. Me, still just in my heels, my skin flushed from excitement and anticipation. And both of you, completely naked, you led me right up to the balcony, pressed my lower body against the glass, cupping my breasts in your hands, kissing my neck for a brief moment, while feeling me reach back to stroke your cock. Oh, but only for an instant. It's as if the two of you were determined to keep teasing me, making me more and more desperate than I already was to get fucked. Be his little whore for me tonight, babe, you whispered, tweaking my tits hard, before stepping back and taking your seat on one of the two plush patio chairs to enjoy the view, smiling proudly at me. How slutty I looked, naked for him. My hair and makeup a mess already. I looked well fucked and he wasn't even done with your toy yet. I knew from this position that anyone who looked up would see me leaning against the railing, my tits dangling over the edge, my ass out, and the sexy beast with his huge cock teasing my pussy from behind. Spread yourself open for me, slut. Show me how much that wet twat wants to get pounded. Oh, you like the way he talked to me too, babe. I could tell your cock was dripping as you slowly stroked and watched the view of us. I slipped my hand down between my legs and spread my pussy lips open, reaching back for his cock and rubbing it over my slick folds, up and down, soaking his thick dick, teasing my cunt with it, and teasing him at the same time. Oh, then reaching even lower and rubbing my wetness on his balls. Fuck your cock tease, he said, kicking my legs open wider with his foot. I gasped. Oh, I love being spread out like a whore for him. He slid his cock slowly into my cunt. Oh, so fucking slow. It was almost painful, and he knew it. What's the matter, dirty girl? Not enough cock for this tight snatch of yours, he asked. Then I tried bucking my hips back to make him fuck me faster. Oh, he slapped my ass hard, forcing me to cover my mouth to stop from squealing and drawing everyone's attention to us. I heard you chuckle, too, watching me struggle. I knew you loved when I was an eager slut. You came to lean beside me on the railing, taking one of my hands and wrapping it around your hard cock so I could stroke you while the tip of his dick slid out, teasing my cunt again. Oh, fuck, please. I begged, please. And you could see the lust in my eyes, looking up at you. It'd been a while since you'd seen me this worked up for a dick. Oh, you might wish you weren't so desperate for it, cunt, he muttered. I was gonna ease you in, fill you up good, but now... Oh, he smacked the head of his cock at my dripping hole. Now that hole's gonna have to wait. Oh, then he grabbed the base of his dick and slid it between my ass cheeks, spreading my pussy cream all over. I heard him spit, then felt a hot glob of wetness on my ass. Ever take a dick as big as mine up your ass, slut? He asked. You saw my eyes grow wide, Skip, and I bit my lip and shook my head. Good, he said, pleased with himself. I'm gonna make this hole mine. Fuck it until it gapes. And you're gonna take my cock deep up your ass, aren't you, my little fuckhole? He said, tapping his cock head against my asshole, teasing me with it. Yes, you're gonna be my dirty little anal slut. Gonna milk my dick with this tight little brown hole. Yeah, that's it, slut. Spread it open. Oh, and I did. I reached around and spread my ass open. My hands trembling under the thought of that thick head of his pushing into my asshole. He shifted, too, so that I was off the railing, bent over again, facing you where your back still leaned on the railing, babe, making sure you could see everything, see me offering my ass to him like a dirty, desperate whore, and at the same time, slip your cock inside my warm, wet mouth. Oh, I laughed at all that yummy pre-cum from your slit, babe, while I felt him behind me. Brace yourself, slut, because I'm not stopping until you take it all, he warned, just as he started pushing his thick hand in past my tight, puckered ring. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck, it's pink. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck. I moaned over and over. Fuck, you liked hearing me struggle on it, grabbing my head and tugging me down deeper on your dick. That's it, slut, he said, moan around his cock while I shove my horse cock in your ass. Let them hear you, he growled, pushing harder and deeper. Oh, and I had to grip the railing on either side of you hard just to keep my balance as he drove his dig deep. Oh, even with your cock filling my mouth, my cries were loud. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I squealed. And the two of you could see I was attracting attention from below. Louder. Tell them where my cock is, slut, he demanded, pulling me by the hair and off of your cock for a moment. I looked down and I could actually see some people looking up at me. Pointing and smiling, not looking away. Oh, they liked watching my tits bounce as I struggled to take his big dick. It was so fucking hot to know I was being watched, babe. All those people seeing what a slut I am for dick. And I reached out and stroked yours against my lips. Tell them where my cock is, he grunted again, pounding my ass harder. Oh, setting a rhythm, sliding almost all the way out, and then slamming back in. I can feel his balls slapping against my clit, pushing my body hard towards you, my grip on your shaft almost painful. Oh, it's in my ass. Oh, your cock is in my ass. You're fucking my ass. Oh, he's so deep in my ass. Yes, don't stop fucking coming my ass. Yes, I want your cum in my ass. Oh, I moaned over and over, excited at the thought of people hearing me, knowing I was his fucking fuck toy. Dirty little cum dump, begging for it, wanting my cream up your hole so deep Yeah, take it, slut. Take that fucking cum, he growled, loud enough to be heard by the entire crowd, picking up the pace, grabbing my shoulders and locking my body against his as he pounded my hole mercilessly over and over. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna flood that shitter with cum, he grunted. Beg for my cum up your ass, whore. Beg! Fuck, he was panting and his thrusting was getting wilder. Yeah, please, come in my ass. Fill it up. Oh, fuck, yes, yes. Oh, and I reached down with my free hand to rub my clit frantically, sliding my mouth around the tip of your dick. Oh, it's just too good, babe. I couldn't hold back. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, babe, I'm coming. Oh, fuck, I grunted around your dick in my mouth. His thrust driving you deep into my throat. Oh, and then he let out a guttural groan that pierced the night and had every guest staring up at us as he began pumping his jizz up my ass, shouting out too while he was filling me. Take it, bitch. Take my load. Take it up your shithole, whore. Oh, fuck. And of course that set you off, babe. You held my head firm while you flooded my throat with your salty jizz. I'm positive I lost a few seconds of reality during my back-to-back orgasms, only managing to stay on my feet with the help of both of you smothering my body between yours. When I could finally catch my breath, I looked up at you and smiled. Oh, fuck, baby. I think I actually left my body for a few seconds. I came so fucking hard with this dick, pulsing gallons of jizz in my ass, I told you. Oh, yes, baby. So much. Oh my god, it's so sloppy. There's so much of his sperm, I told you. And I could feel it hot and thick, coating my guts. You could see it dripping down his balls, too, splattering on the balcony floor. And there was whistling from below and panting from the three of us, still trying to come back down from that high. After a minute, he slipped his cock out and barely gave me time to recover before he turned me around and pushed me down to my knees and shoved his cum-soaked, ass-flavored dick between my lips. Clean me up, cunt, he growled. I was slobbering all over his knob, getting every last drop of his spunk cleaned off of his cock and balls. I needed the taste of him in my mouth, finally. When I was done, he walked back into the suite, and we could hear him fixing drinks. You couldn't take your eyes off me, my well-used body dripping cum, my hands running down all over my tits and my pussy. You knew from the expression on my face that I was even fucking hornier now than I'd been when I was begging for you both to fuck me. Your cock was springing back to life quickly, too. You were stroking that throbbing pole in your hand. Now the fun was really about to begin. You get to fuck my filled hole. Feel his hot cum in your slut, coating your dick as you fucked and reclaimed your whore's holes. You sat in one of the armchairs and patted your lap, and I climbed on top of it, sliding your cock between my creamy, cum-soaked ass cheeks. Fuck, you're gaping, you gasped, feeling outstretched my ass and pussy were from his cock. Feel what he did to me, I said, sliding my cunt down on your slick shaft, riding you while arching my back and tipping my breasts into your face, drunk on the orgasms, alcohol, and cum of the night, but I wasn't nearly satisfied. Wade was back, setting more drinks down on the table. His cock glossy with my spit, I couldn't take my eyes off of it. He stroked it, watching me ride your dick with a huge fucking smile on his face. Fuck, man. You've got one sexy fuck toy, he said, stepping in behind me and cupping my tits. Oh, and then his cock was right there, pushing at my already filled pussy, daring me to make room for his cock to slip into my cunt with yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. So much cock, I moaned. Yeah, that's right, slut. Take us deep. You're gonna need to open up this hole. Because you see all of those men down there leaving the pool area. Where do you think they're headed? Oh, fuck. Fuck. No, I whimpered. It couldn't be. Oh, fuck yes, slut. They want their turn. It's gonna be a long fucking night. Well, as long as that's okay with you, man, Wade said, looking at you over my shoulder as he fucked his cock into my pussy. Oh, you didn't even need to reply, babe. He could feel your hot cum flooding my tight pussy when he asked you that, lubing up his dick. Oh, he chuckled. I figured you'd say that. Fuck. We're gonna wear your fuck toy out tonight. And you did. All of you. Oh, and it was the best night ever, babe.